London's LBC 97.3. 0870 90 90 973.
Nick Abbott.
Moses. They called their baby Moses. Well, I guess it's better than Apple. What is wrong with famous people that they call their children the stupidest names in the world? Bob Geldof is the absolute worst offender in that respect. Somebody should take that man out and thrash him. Fifi, Trixabelle, and Pixie, or whatever he called his other one. Oh. Apple. Can you imagine going through your life being called Apple? Painful. Is he still wearing that silly jumpsuit? Hey. Good evening, this is LBC 97.3. My name's Nick Abbott, in for Clive Bull, and all of his audience are holding their heads in their hands and wailing, "No!" they say. I know everybody gets attached to their own talk show host. Oh, here we go again. And I am like an uninvited guest in your home. So please, treat me as with the disrespect that I deserve. And just call with exactly what you would call Clive with. Because it's more your show than it is my show. And I'm only going to be here for 2 days. So stop freaking out. This is the Clive Bull Show. I am Nick Abbott, in for today and tomorrow. And I suppose the most sensible thing to do would be to go and get into it straight away. Adam.
Hi, Nick.
How are you?
I'm not so bad. How's things going?
Well, as you know, so far, still here.
I just thought I'd call up to apologise to you, actually, firstly, before I get into what I talk about.
Go on.
Last time you were on here, you gave me a bit of a ticking off.
A ticking off?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
I was going
like
over old ground with you.
Go on.
I was going on about stuff that I used to talk to you about at another station, and, anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Music. What do you think of the state of music now? I don't think we're passionate anymore as a nation about it.
How old are you?
21.
That is a terrible state to have got into at your young age.
I'm talking for a nation, I'm not just talking about me. I think I am, I'm very passionate about music. I just wondered if this is something you've noticed.
I read a little while ago, somebody said, and I've never really thought about it before, but, it used to be that you save up all week and you go out and buy, the Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd or whatever it was that just come out, and you read about it, salivating with the NME and Melody Maker and Sounds. Mm. But these days, people don't seem to do that anymore. They download it for free, and if they don't download it for free, then they're swapping it on their mobile phones, and it just... You see, I'm not young anymore. Hang on a minute. I'm still listening to the music that I used to, and occasionally stuff that comes out now. But the price of a CD doesn't mean as much to me now as the price of an album used to be when I was a teenager. You know, you'd save up your lunch money. I'd not eat for a week just so I can go and buy punk records.
It seems we're more a nation now that we just go all gooey-eyed over people like Shane Ward, and we don't really care about the music.
Yeah, but that's two different things. That one is celebrity and one's music. Now, if we just talk about music, then the theory was that because people aren't paying so much and because people aren't sitting down and listening to albums and it's all about just individual tracks, because, it used to be that albums were finely crafted because that was the only way that you could get anything other than a single. These days, you can buy any individual track from an album. You don't have to buy the whole thing anymore. And so because it doesn't... it's not as a rigid thing to buy an experience, then it becomes more throwaway. And so once something becomes more throwaway, then people care less about it.
It's a bit concerning, though, that as a nation, I mean, I love, like, dance music, and, like...
Well, there's nothing more throwaway than dance music.
Yeah, but even that's becoming a rare breed, not like it was 4 or 5 years ago. You know, there used to be loads of young people that would go mental for the stuff.
Mental for the stuff. Is that what you just said?
Sorry?
I don't know. I don't think you're right at all. I mean, the music industry is moaning and whining about everybody who's downloading stuff for free, and they say that we've just lost £400 million because kids are busy downloading it on their pewters. But they failed to say that they've just made record profits, and the profits are going up, and sales of CDs are going up.
Well, I reckon they'll probably soon become extinct anyway, like you said.
What will?
CDs. Well, because everyone's getting it all off the internet and, you know, listening to it on the computers and, you know.
I suppose people like me who used to buy vinyl liked the product itself because it was a very tactile thing to have, and the artwork was very big, and gatefold sleeves were a significant thing to own, and you'd pull out the inner sleeve and you'd be reading the lyrics, and you don't get any of that with a CD. Like, for instance, one of the... Oh no, this happened last time. As soon as I started speaking last time I was on, my voice started to go.
You ended up whispering all night, man.
Yeah, that's right. But these days, say for instance, one of the best albums ever made was Physical Graffiti by Led Zeppelin. Now when that came out on vinyl, it was a magical thing. I still own it. And you could spend hour upon endless hour playing with it and looking at it and, you know, getting the little windows inside to fit, you know. And if you didn't own it on vinyl, you got no idea what I'm talking about, but it was a work of art.
You're probably the wrong person to ask about this. But
wait, you won't let me finish a single thought. Did I tell you that last time as well?
Yes, you did.
Okay, well, so just bite your tongue for one second. These days, if you buy it on CD, you don't get any of that because a CD package, what is it, like 3.5 inch square or something like that, the little thing that goes inside. And that's, I mean, if you bought a piece of art, a work of art from a gallery or a poster from Boots, wherever you buy posters from these days, you know, the clown with the tear in its eye, where would you buy that these days? Woolworths? I've got no idea.
No.
But it would be bigger than 3.5 inch square, wouldn't it? Because otherwise that's a miniature. So basically what we've got are artwork in miniature. And it's not a very satisfying thing. It's slightly too big to hang on a locket around your neck, but not big enough to peer at.
You don't own CDs then, really?
Thousands of them. But they're not a satisfying thing to hold because they're plasticky, it's not warm and friendly, and like I said, the artwork inside, it's just, you kind of ignore it because it's too small to look at. And so that is a step down from vinyl, which used to be 12 inches square. And let's face it, if you had the choice between 3.5 inches and 12 inches, which would you choose, Adam?
Probably 3.5 inches, because it's small and, you know, it's neat. I mean, one thing, that you're in the radio business. And this is a difficult question probably to answer, but
I'm going to ask you that question again before we go, but carry on.
Okay. They're releasing a lot of old albums, like remixing old albums and stuff now, aren't they? Do you think that's a bit worrying or not? That
what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm like a DJ.
You're a DJ?
I told you this last time, but...
Well, I don't remember. I talked to thousands of people, none of whom I remember any information about at all. Yeah, I don't remember what I did last weekend, let alone what our conversation was 2 weeks ago. Or
yeah, I'm a DJ.
Or whenever it was.
You're actually doing a community... working at a community radio station, doing a, doing some training.
What, you're training people, or you're training to be a DJ?
No, I'm actually training to be a DJ on a radio station. You're amazed, aren't you?
Are you paying money for somebody to train you?
Well,
that sounds like a yes.
Sorry?
That sounds like you're going to say yes.
Well, yeah, he gets paid for it, but I don't know who pays him.
Who?
Sorry?
Who gets paid for it?
Well, there's a bloke who, the training, they call him a training officer, actually. They call him a training officer. And,
Well, that makes him sound like somebody who's been paid by the government. But it's not, though, is it? Did you just snap your fingers in an Ali G way?
Probably.
Oh, no. You don't speak in Jamaican patois as well when you're not on the phone to me, do you? Because there was something about that in the Standard today. I'll come back to that later. The way the kids talk today is a disgrace.
Nah, just typical Yorkshire me.
Right.
But before you do go...
Yeah.
Just a quick blast from the past. This is probably not a thing to throw on your audience at such an early stage, but what about a lightning round tomorrow night?
Right, I'll think about it for about 10 seconds.
Oh, well,
thanks a lot, mate.
Cheers.
Ta-ta. Way too young to be worried about the state of music. There's a fantastic amount of great music all over the place. There's There's no end of great music. All you have to do is go and seek it out. And as a DJ, then you should have your finger right on the pulse. To moan about that there's no great music is just a silly thing to do. I mean, I'm about 1,000 years old, and I could, off the top of my head, list you 100 different bands that, okay, off the top of my head, I could list, like, five different bands, all of which are worth your money. Travel with Joanne Webb, you can go early if you want, or late. What does that mean? So we can go now.
I'm just giving you the option. You can go early, or you can go late, or you can go bang on time.
Are you speaking to me? Because it sounds like you've got your head in a bucket in a different building.
Well, I probably have, actually. Is it on this one?
It sounds like that one,
Alex,
yeah.
Alex has given me two mics to speak into, so...
Right. And you're in charge of this show.
Apparently so. I've just made you a cup of tea.
You did. Let's test that, shall we? Hey, okay. Not bad.
Is it all right? Sugar?
It's in there, thank you, sweetness.
Yeah. Well, I'm just making sure, because I think I can remember you said sugar.
Right. Well, so far, this is going tremendously well, don't you think?
I think it's going fantastic.
The tea's great. I've got my, because there's one thing that everybody said when I was here last time, is bring food. Do they say that to every newbie in the building? Bring, why? I've never experienced that before in my life. Everybody was, like, huddling around me as though I should bring in my own,
Well, because if you get hungry halfway through, there's very little in the way of food in the building.
Yeah, but that's the same with every radio station. All you've got is a kettle, and that's it.
I've got a banana, if you want.
But nowhere else... Have I ever come across such a concentration of people who insisted that I bring food in? As though... like famine relief in here.
Were all the girls looking after you last time?
But, yeah.
Yeah, well, now you are, then.
But anyway, I've got,
I didn't say that to you, did I?
I've got what the England football team eat.
Ah.
Ah. If it's good enough for them, I think Wayne Rooney's eating a bit too much. Did you see the match the other day when Wayne Rooney just scored a goal?
Yes.
And then he prostrated himself on the grass, and that was one of the most unpleasant scenes I've ever seen in my life. How fat is Wayne Rooney, by the way?
Yes, quite fat.
It looked like, I don't know, his legs looked like something you'd see on a butcher's slab. It was horrible.
He is the future of England football.
I know. Our hopes are resting on his implausibly large shoulders. Can you even wait? What is it like? So the sun are counting down the days. Is it 62 days now?
Oh, it'll be fantastic.
I'm entering every competition I can see in order to win tickets to go and see those matches.
Yes, so am I.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, how about we make a deal then? If I win, then I'll invite you. And if you win, then you'll invite me.
Well, shall we see how the next couple of days go and then we'll decide?
You are a wise man. This is LBC 97.3. I'm Nick Abbott, and for Clive, and it's Travel Now with Joanne Webb.
London's LBC 97.3. 0870 90 90 973. Nick Abbott.
I actually admit to being quite nervous. I'm a bit shaky, actually. I feel like I've walked into a party, and I don't know anybody here. You know, you dive straight for the drinks bar and just try and get a little bit hammered so that you feel like you you fit in.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. I wasn't nervous last time. I just sort of sat down and got on with it. This is a bit like, ooh, maybe it's because it's light outside.
You'll be fine. You're, it's much better than how it normally is. Normally
it's all right. I'm not going to... you're still talking on the wrong...
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
There we are. Hello.
No, it's all right. Don't frown. Relax, everything's going
to
be all right.
Just want to make sure you're okay.
No, I'm fine.
Just reassuring you that this is better than it normally is.
Don't say that.
It is, it's true. People have you listened to the beginning of Clive's show?
Oh, come on. People are going to be... people will hear that, and in their minds they'll think, that Nick Abbott, he just said... Did you hear what Nick Abbott just said?
Well, no, they'll probably be thinking that nasty Bob who produces Clive and has worked with him for 7 years is now stabbing him in the back.
Right. Where is he, by the way?
I'm not sure. I think you might be down in Bognor Regis somewhere, but I don't know.
What, do you speak?
Yes, we do.
And you didn't ask him where he was going?
Well, he doesn't normally say. He's normally just, oh, I'm going away for a few days.
Well, where does he normally go?
Well, all over the place. He's been to the Olympics before, even though he says he hates the Olympics.
Really? What did he see?
We saw him at lots of events.
We
did!
We saw him at lots of events?
Well, you know, we saw him in the crowd.
No way.
We did.
Really?
Yeah.
At what?
Beach volleyball.
Rubbish.
We did! Definitely. If you listen back 2 years ago, you will hear us seeing him. Ian Lee was doing the show and we saw Clive doing beach volleyball. Well, sitting in the crowd.
You're making this
up. I'm not making this up.
Which Olympics was that then?
It was the Athens Olympics of 2004.
Can you believe they held the Olympics in Athens, where you can cut the air with a knife? Have you ever been to Athens? It's about the filthiest place on the face of the earth that I've been to, anyway. Which would include Europe and America.
Why? What was so bad about it?
Oh, it's just, you can barely breathe. It's like Los Angeles. It was, the air is like soup.
Will they be saying that about London in 7 years' time?
I'm sure there'll be many other different various complaints that they'll have about London. I don't know. I feel as though I'm not joining in with London's pleasure at gaining the Olympics, but I just... Maybe it's just my my natural pessimism, but I just don't think it's a good idea for us to do it. Everyone's leaping up and down. Oh, hallelujah, we've got the Olympics. And I'm thinking, oh, no, we've got the Olympics. To think of what the mess we made of the dome. It was budgeted at what? It was, off the top of my head, I can't remember exactly, but something like, what would you pay for a temporary tent? 250 million? That seems a fantastic amount, doesn't it? Four times that. £1 billion for a tent that was only going to last 10 years. Incredible.
You won't be going to the judo, then?
What?
You won't be going to the judo at the Olympics, then?
I won't be going to any of it, because all the tickets... First of all, most of the tickets will be sold to corporate people, so people like us won't get within a sniff of them. And second, the ones that are left will be so fantastically expensive that mere mortals like you and I mean, Roman Abramovich could take his pick, but us, we couldn't possibly afford it. So we're all going to watch the Olympics on TV, just like we would have done had they been on the other side of the planet. The only benefit is that it'll all be happening at our time. If the French had won it, the experience would have been exactly the same, except we wouldn't be paying for it for the next 10 years, or the rest of our lives. And those things that they're going to build out in the East End of London will be exactly the same as every other Olympics since every other modern Olympics. They'll be padlocked and empty forever. Even the Barcelona Olympics, which they hold up as a great financial success and social success, because they put the regeneration of Barcelona around the Olympic Games itself, and Barcelona, which still smells in summer, by the way, it's really quite unpleasant, but it's a fantastic city, and it improved itself for the Olympics. However, though, the Olympic venues, they're totally empty and completely unused, as is the Olympic Village. I mean, it looks nice, but no one ever goes there. Neither will anyone... I mean, how often do you need a velodrome? I mean, I know I'm being pessimistic, but you don't want one, do you? Neither do you need one. I mean, what's it going to be used for?
Well, it's safer to cycle in the velodrome than it is around the street.
That's true. Yeah. I wonder if they'll have those green... those green cycle lanes in the velodrome.
Oh, yeah, they should.
I've got one near me that's 6 foot long. It's not connected to anything. It's just part of a pavement. It's 6 foot long. Someone is taking the time... and the effort and the energy and our money to dig up the pavement, plaster that green sticky stuff over it, paint a bicycle on it. It's 6 foot long. It's just long enough to put a bicycle on.
Is it for sort of learner cyclists?
I've got no idea. It doesn't make any sense. It's absolutely crazy. And you have to think, why? There's got to be a good reason why they do it. And I've come up with a theory. And it is that councils, at around about the 5th of April, I'm assuming... That's their a cut-off point for their budgets. And so if they haven't spent all of their money by the 5th of April, the government will say, right, well, you obviously don't need that amount of money again next year because you haven't spent it. And so they go into a spending frenzy. And so around about April, you'll see gangs of people leaning on shovels and... sending each other for cups of tea or coffee or whatever it is that workmen like these days, and just doing nothing, just eating up money. And they'll refurnish their offices with £1,000 chairs, because those £49.99 blue ones that you see in the newspapers and the magazines aren't good enough for council workers' bottoms. They need to be more luxuriously furnished than that. And so that's what it is. I'm sure that that's what all the bicycle lanes and all of these ridiculous things that you know, people, you see people spending money on. I'm sure it's that they just have come to the end of their financial year. They've got, you know, a couple of hundred grand left in the budget. And they know that if they don't spend it, they won't get it again next year. Here's one in the buzzard. What does that mean? What's the buzzard?
It's Leighton Buzzard.
Oh, Leighton Buzzard. Hello, Martin.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm not bad. Well, Clive Bill never says that. I'm privileged.
He never says, how are you?
No.
Well, what does he normally say?
What do you want?
Hey, Martin.
What?
What do you want?
Here. Do you know what? You're talking about the Olympics. Right, and, you know, they've named a train. Well, they're going to name a train Kelly Holmes. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Oh.
Well, only briefly in passing, just moments before you said it. Go on, tell me more.
Well, I just thought it might get your enthusiasm if they, named a train after you.
Yeah, that seems really likely.
Yeah, you can get on to St Pancras Station and get on the, get on the Clive Ball, get on the Bob, you know.
I'm not sure I'd like...
or get on the Nick.
Did they actually talk to Kelly Holmes about this? I mean...
It's not a good name for a train, is it? You know, it's like, you think of trains and they've got powerful names like the Flying Scotsman, the Mullard,
yeah.
The Kelly Holmes.
The Kelly Holmes.
Doesn't do it, does it?
Better than having a tunnel named after you, I suppose. A hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's fast. Maybe that's the connection that they made.
Yeah, I know, but it still doesn't sound right, does it?
No, and if I were, a dame...
Well, I've heard.
I'm not sure I'd want a train to have my name stuck on the outside of it. It just... there's nothing appealing about that.
Maybe because, Sir Nick Abbott.
Because people are forever complaining about trains.
Yeah.
And if they work right, and they're clean, and they arrive on time, nobody will say a word about it. The only thing that people will start mentioning is when they don't. And so her name will forever be associated with things that don't work, don't arrive on time, and are filthy dirty. And full to the brim with chavs.
I think you're talking about the Paula Radcliffe train, aren't you? Oh, that's been cancelled. Can I thank you? Hello?
Can you thank me?
Yeah, can I thank you?
Well, it depends what for.
Well, several years ago when you were on that other radio station...
Yeah.
You see, I tuned in and used to play these very strange clips of, I couldn't work out what it was for a week. You said, like, a... You know, for a week, I didn't know what the hell it was, you see. And then a week later, I realised that you were playing clips from South Park. Now, the person you were playing clips of was Eric Cartman, you see. And lo and behold, you introduced me to Eric Cartman. He's now my idol.
Lo and behold?
Yes. You've done it. You know what? You even made me go out and watch South Park. And you know what I did? I went out and bought www.ericcartman.com.
I seriously doubt that. But the funniest film ever made, Team America, World Police.
London's LBC 97.3. Nick Abbott. 0870-9090-973.
Hey, Mandy.
Hi.
That was a very breathy hi.
What?
That was a very breathy hi.
I just hope you remember me. But you don't, you just, didn't, I've been listening to you and you don't remember anything.
I remember precious little, but I do remember you.
Do you?
Everything you say sounds dirty. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
You greased the wheels on this show when I first started here.
Yes.
Bless you, Mandy.
Yes, I do.
I'll fly you sometime.
Thank you. We're 10cc. I was the one that used to live in Northampton, but thank God I escaped on the 3rd of March.
Hey, where did you go?
I'm now living in London Colney.
Where?
London Colney? Or as my friends call it, London Colony.
I've never heard of it. London Colney?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's very... It's before St. Albans. Have you heard of that?
Well, I ain't stupid.
Well, it's about 20 minutes before St. Albans, but nearer to London. Right. I'm, like, 10 minutes from where I used to live in Hendon. But this is boring. I don't want to talk about this. I'm very happy now. I'm not living in Northampton.
You used to be a,
Yes, and I got the sack. Do you remember that?
You used to...
Yes, I still am, but for another company. A chat line operator.
You're a chat line operator?
Yes. But now for another company, and I don't just do the chat lines, and your first words tonight, I now do voiceovers for them and read erotic stories.
Erotic stories?
Yes. Right. I put them down the phone and people ring up and listen to them.
Okay, well, I'm sitting comfortably.
No, 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 I can't. You'll get sacked. You like it there, don't you?
So, right. So somebody calls up and says, I'd like a story.
Well, I don't read them to them. They press buttons, you know. I do the bit that also says, if you want to... I do the little intros that say, I won't say, well, they're not about me, but, Mandy's about to get dressed.
Okay.
She's waiting for you.
That's enough.
Right, and she knows you're watching her.
So do you make
if
this stuff up?
To the rest of this story. No, they email me scripts.
Who do? Oh, the company that you work for, right. They email you scripts.
Yeah.
And so forever you're asking them, if you want to hear the rest of this story, press 1.
Yeah. If you want to skip, press 2. If you want to go back to the main menu, press 9.
If you want to speak to one of our representatives?
No, I don't say that. Too long. They won't understand long words like that.
So how...
Yeah?
How long do you, perform this
which
social
bit?
Function.
Which bit?
Well, all of it. I mean, how many hours of your day?
This morning I was online.
In the morning?
This morning when I woke up, I was online from 9 to 12, taking calls.
So people are calling you up and wanting...
Yes.
In the morning?
You know how men wake up in the morning. Come on. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, I mean, I want a coffee,
yeah,
and,
You want a coffee and a chat.
And, you know, a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
And I want to watch the news.
Yeah.
I don't want to call up Mandy and have her read,
Well, I don't do it to them in person. They just press buttons to do it.
Oh, that. You're pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're I don't read a lot of the stories because I can't keep a straight face. I do the intros and things like that. I just can't read them. Some of them are just too rude and gross.
Even for you. Huh.
Don't say it like that.
Too rude and gross.
Yeah, they're horrible. I do little intros and things like that. But this morning I worked from 9 till 12 taking calls.
I can't believe that anybody would wake up first thing in the morning and think, oh, you know, what do I feel like now? Oh, yeah, I know.
I can't believe
phone sex.
That. Are you a red-blooded male?
Yeah, but you take time to wake up in the morning, surely. I mean, the first thing you want to do is just get your head together, not get straight on the phone at 60p a minute or wherever it is.
With respect, they might have woken up at 7 and decided to phone at 9.
Or they could have been at work overnight. That's right.
I get a lot of people come in doing night work, and then before they go to sleep, they want to have a chat.
So how much...
This is much better paid, this company, than the last one.
How much is a chat, Mandy?
I don't know. I don't phone in. It depends where they see the advert. Sometimes it's 50p a minute, sometimes it's pound a minute, sometimes...
Okay, now what's the difference? Where would an advert appear that's 50p, and where would an advert appear that's a pound?
I don't know. Well, the ones that in the Times and the Guardian are the most expensive, I think.
Hang on.
Yeah.
You advertise...
Well, not me, the company.
In The Guardian and The Times.
Yeah. And The Observer and The Independent.
You don't?
Oh, yeah, they did. Not me, they.
Right.
Yeah. And The Exchange and March.
So what do you take in exchange for a chat, then, Mandy?
I get money.
Right. Cold, hard cash.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It is.
I can't believe that they advertise in The Guardian. Oh,
they
come
do.
On.
Oh, I promise you.
Do they advertise on Wednesday in the social services section?
I don't know. I don't read the Times. I thought Wednesday was Jobs, the girl, creme de la creme.
No, in The Guardian, it's these. Isn't that when they,
No, that's The Guardian's Mondays, isn't it, for Jobs, media. Yeah.
Is that what you call yourself?
No, not me, when I'm looking for a proper job, which I am, of course.
What do you want to do then, Mandy?
I can't do this for the rest of my life.
Sure you can.
I can't. It's my... Well, it's been over, all right lately, because the cricket's been on. And next week, from Saturday, the snooker...
Hang on, what? What's the cricket got to do with anything?
I watch the cricket. I love it.
I suppose it is something that you can watch while doing something else at the same time.
Yeah, I don't pay any attention to them. I just go, But I sound convincing, don't I?
Yeah, I suppose, yes, you do.
And you know... Oh, no, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. There are various categories that they press, so I know what kind of call is coming through to me. With this company, I know the kind of call. There are 28 categories, and...
Of what?
Do you want to know?
Well, I don't know, do I?
Yeah. I can get the book from my room.
Well, wait a minute. 28 categories of what?
What they can talk about. They have to select.
Oh, right. Really?
Hold on, I'll get you the categories. I won't...
I don't think we need to know this, do we?
Yes, it's funny.
All right.
I like it. You'll enjoy it.
As long as it's funny.
It's very funny. Because if I know by this, it's just... sequence number in group. If it's group 20, it's rude.
So what,
upper class, professional ladies in their spare time, teasing, etc.
I cannot believe you're lying about that. They do not advertise in The Guardian. Come off it. Well, what does the advert say?
I don't know. I don't read them.
Well, you can read The Guardian. You can read The Guardian in public without people tutting at you.
Yes.
It's not like The Sport.
It's weird, there's all different categories. One is rude and one is clean. There's a clean one here that says, office message, I'm sorry I'm not available, etc. Do not leave your name in the message. I mean, I've never...
And people like that?
I've never had one of those. Well, you can be a lap dancer or pole dancer. I've never had one of those either. Adults only.
Well, what's the most... Oh, I don't know, can you self-censor?
No.
No, I mean, can you sense what you're about to say to chime with the morals of this august organisation?
What do you mean?
You're not going to say anything rude, are you?
No.
When I ask the question, what's the most popular manner of...
Agree.
Yeah.
Domination.
Really?
And...
Now, that's interesting that you say that, because other countries have this impression... of the Brits, that we are all a bit into S&M.
I find it vile, but anyway. Domination, cross-dressing.
It's a living.
Cross-dressing.
Really?
So many men, yeah. Definitely.
So the top two...
Spanking. They love spanking.
So the top two...
Should I show you how I do spanking?
No.
No.
No. So the top two are S&M.
My hands.
Are S&M and, cross-dressing.
Uh-huh. And men wearing ladies' panties.
Yeah, that's cross-dressing.
Yeah, but only underwear.
Isn't that strange? Because if you talk to the French and the Germans about what they think of us, they do say that we're... That first of all, they have this silly impression that we all go around in bowler hats and umbrellas, and we're all very stuck up and kind of constipated. Sexually, we're freaks.
Yeah. Well, foot fetish. How do you think of that? What do you think about that?
About
I
what?
Can't see the point in that at all.
I'm sorry, you've lost me.
Foot fetish. People have foot fetishes.
Foot fetish?
Yeah. You must have heard of it.
Well, yeah, I've heard of it.
Well,
I haven't really given it much thought.
I get a lot of those calls. A lot of men who...
And do you ever think... Do you ever finish a day's work and you think, oh, I don't really want to do this anymore?
I never do it for a whole day. I didn't do it at all yesterday. I really don't.
And did you feel cleaner and closer to God?
Oh, shut up. No. I had a nice day yesterday. I just relaxed and watched lots of footy on the television.
Did you see Wayne Rooney?
I saw Man United Arsenal.
Right. And did you see Wayne Rooney when he prostrated himself on the grass?
Yeah.
That was really deeply unpleasant, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's, that image is burned on my retinas. I'll never be able to get rid of that. Like two sides of ham they were. How can anybody that porky run so quick?
But he does have a potato face, doesn't he?
Well, that's not very nice.
Well, he does! You know, when you're a kid...
A potato face.
When you were a kid, didn't you used to make potato faces out of potatoes and put eyes and a nose and a mouth on it? It looks like Wayne Rooney.
Poor bloke, eh? All he has to console himself with is he's got great, great fat porky legs and a face like a potato.
And he's got Colleen. Colette?
I don't know. One of those silly names. All he has to contend himself with is the fact that he's a bazillionaire and plays football for a living.
Do you think he'd be a male Chav?
Do I think he would be?
Yeah.
Although he is, isn't he?
But hasn't he got too much money to be a male Chav?
I don't think that money has got anything to do with it. It's a question of taste and style, I thought.
She's a Chav, his girlfriend.
Well, she's not a Chav, she's the Chav.
Oh, is she?
I thought it was the tabloids were calling her Queen of the Chavs.
Well, no, because I don't know if she'll ring you. You've got one who might ring you.
Who?
Vicky. Vicky the Chav. Bob will explain, I'm sure.
Bob's not here. Oh, Bob.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I literally can wait.
Yeah.
Vicky the Chav. That's something to look forward to, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, she rings up most nights.
So what are you wearing, Mandy?
Tracky bottoms and a sweatshirt.
That's fine. That's not what you tell them, though, is it?
No.
Don't tell me what you tell them.
No, I don't. I don't like ridiculous. I don't say I'm sitting here wearing stockings and suspenders. No. Because
you don't say you're wearing tracky bottoms and a sweatshirt, surely?
No,
How unappealing is that?
I normally say, I've just had a bath and I'm wearing a bathrobe.
I mean, I'm wearing tracky bottoms and a sweatshirt. No one's going to pay to talk to me, that's for sure.
This is true.
What?
What?
You're supposed to say... What do you mean, this is true? You're not supposed to agree with me. You're supposed to say, no, of course people
would... You've got a lovely voice. If there was a male version, you could do it.
Why isn't there a male version? How sexist is that?
Well, very, because I don't think women would ring up.
Yeah, women are too smart.
No, because women ring the chat lines that you can ring for dating, like dating chat lines, where they get it for free, but the men have to pay.
Well, women, actually, women aren't. That's a sexist thing for me to say. Women are just as stupid as men, because they're calling all those ones that've got your horoscope, and,
Oh, I wouldn't do that in a million years.
How to get a boyfriend, and all that silly stuff. No, I'm sure women are just as silly as men are, aren't they?
No. Would you ever go, okay, would you ever, no, you wouldn't, but... You probably don't need to. You sound attractive. You're probably an attractive man.
Well, see, now, isn't that, now, you've previously told me that you're not as good-looking as your voice sounds.
I'm attractive. Ask Bob. He's seen my picture.
He's seen your what?
Picture.
Oh, picture.
Yeah, I sent him a photograph once before all this.
Bob? What's the word?
Well, hello?
How attractive is Mandy?
Oh, stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not lying. Why do you keep thinking I'm lying?
Mandy, why... okay, if you're stunning...
Remember Natalie Wood?
By the way. I'm not telling you off or anything.
If you're stunning, then why do you, I mean, surely you can make more money if you're, you know...
Well, I just scored a sausage.
Well...
Don't even go there, Nick.
If you're visually available. I mean, there's the internet now. You can make yourself visually available.
Can I tell you something?
I'm sure you will if I say yes or no.
I'm going to. I've had two boyfriends in the last year, both of whom I've met on a dating site, on the internet.
Finally, there's no end to your perversions.
Well, I don't stand around in pubs and wine bars. A, I don't drink. And B, with the internet, it's like datingdirect.com or something.
I tell you what, why don't you call me tomorrow and we'll talk about that?
What, internet dating?
Yeah.
I will.
Great.
I look forward to it.
Ta-ta, Mandy.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Be happy.
Everything she says sounds filthy, am I right? This is LBC 97.3. Let's go to travel with Joanne Webb.
London's LBC 97.3. Nick Abbott. 0870.
90973.
So the Standard today said that the Cockney accent is being pushed out of its heartland by a new kind of speech. And this isn't new. I mean, this is ancient news. The playgrounds and housing estates of London are alive with the sound of an accent that sounds Jamaican as much as anything, with added flavours from West Africa and India. The Evening Standard can reveal, like it's news, can reveal that groundbreaking research, oh, come on, shows this new English variety is replacing Cockney in inner London, pushing the accent that has dominated for centuries out to the edge of the capital and beyond. Does anybody actually speak Cockney anymore? I thought that was like... So, yeah. Nobody talks like that anymore. It's all estuary, isn't it? More white children are adopting the speech patterns and vocabulary of their black neighbours and classmates. Linguistic experts from London University Queen Mary College and Lancaster University are wasting their time conducting field studies to assess a new variety of English and how widely it's spoken. Based on their preliminary findings, the academics are calling it multicultural London English. Actually, it's just stupid white boys who want to be black because black is perceived to be tough, and tough is cool, as opposed to intelligent, which is not, and never has been cool in this country. A woman called Ms. Fox stressed that it was wrong to see street talk as white youngsters trying to be cool. The change is more complex and deeply rooted. No, it isn't. That's exactly what it is. It's like that dopey DJ. What's his name? That white guy, the... Yeah. Westwood. Tim Westwood. He is the funniest man in Britain. Isn't he... Aren't his parents like vicars or something? It's something utterly comical like that. He talks like he's from Brooklyn. Gary Phillips, head of Lillian Bayliss School in Kennington, said it's not allowed in classrooms. You can speak how you want to friends in the playground, but in the classroom, standard English is important because that's what they're being marked for in exams. All right, Gary. It's hip-hop culture. And it's been with us for ages. Groundbreaking research. What country are these people living in? It's part of that low-slung jeans thing. You know why kids are walking around with their bums hanging out? It's hip-hop culture. And you know why? Do you actually know why, Bob? I'll ask you. Because you're the only person I'm looking at right now.
What?
You're the only person I'm looking at, so I'll ask you.
All right.
The answer is, it's because it's a prison thing. In America, well, anywhere, they take your belt away when you're in prison. So your jeans would naturally hang low because your belt doesn't hoist them up anymore.
Ah.
That's what that is. Because it's cool to be in prison.
That
amazing.
Sense,
and it's got the Parents' Guide to Youth Speak. And every now and again one of these things comes out. And you know that as soon as a newspaper will print a parent's guide to what youths are talking about, you'll know that it's long gone. No youth will ever use these words again and probably hasn't done for years. But what they say youths are saying at the moment is that trousers that hang low on the waist are apparently low batties. Batty being bottom, right? You know what they call their girlfriends? This is really horrible. Oh, it's a hip-hop thing again. Everybody wants to be a gangster and a thug. Nobody actually wants to do work anymore. I met somebody the other day who puts 21-year-olds who've been unemployed since they left school or tries to place them in work. Guess what they most want to be? They come in for an interview and they say, what would you like to be? What do you most want to do? Guess what their answer is almost all the time?
A rap star?
No. Worse than that, it's, I want to be famous.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
We've got an entire generation now, growing up, who are seeing people like Chantel and all of those nightmare people that take up the first seven pages of the Sun and the News of the World. I read the News of the World this week. I didn't have any idea who they were talking about. All of this, Chantel's doing that, and Shireen is doing that, and Colleen's doing the other thing, and I'm thinking, I'm as in touch as a High Court judge. I've got no idea who any of these people are. But they were taking up, you know, full pages with pictures, and it all seemed incredibly important. I didn't have the faintest idea what they were talking about. But nobody wants to do anything anymore. Everybody wants to be famous, and everybody wants to... And this person said, they all want to start on 30 grand a year. These are people who've been unemployed since they left school. And if they can't get 30 grand a year, which, let's remember, is twice the national average, they don't want to bother. If they can't immediately go into a job where they get 30,000 a year, then they'd rather not make the effort. Thanks all the same, I'll stay at home and get the gyros. It's quite sad, really, isn't it? That throughout school, they're over-rewarded for minimal effort, which is, you know, grade inflation. There's an excellent programme that's just started on Channel 4. It's just restarted. And it's the one thing that makes me shout at the television more than anything else, is they take kids and remove them from their comfy home life and put them into a facsimile of what school used to be like in the 50s. You see this? Brilliant. And you're shouting at the screen, these dopey kids with their looking through their fringes, going... followed closely behind by their dopey parents. And, you know, it's not the children's fault, really, because they only experience what we set up for them. It's the parents' fault. It's the parents' fault and it's the government's fault. Because at school, they've been told that everything they do is super. And you barely just have to show up for an exam to get an A. Or an A star. And they're leaving school with fistfuls of super-duper exam results. And their mummies and daddies are cooing over them that everything they do is, you know, is just great. And they're their little flopsy-wopsies. And they wander around in this kind of, just completely encased in cotton wool their whole lives. Because everything has been laid on a plate for them. And so, if you run your whole life where everything is given to you and everything you do is considered to be beyond reproach, then that's how you expect life to continue. And then you get outside and suddenly people want you to actually work for a living. And it comes as a shock. People are stunned. They can't believe it. You know, people are leaving school and... the CBI, what does the CBI stand for again? The Institute, well, I say the Institute of Directors, because these are the people that actually said this. They're saying, they went to Tony Blair and they said, you know what, Tony? Kids are leaving school and they can't spell, they can't write, and they don't have any social skills of any kind whatsoever. And, you know, as is normally the case, the government turned around and said, oh no, it isn't. Great help. Gordon Brown is out there trying to educate the world. Did you see that? Oh, he's acting like a true statesman. He was out there on the news today shaking hands with a line of petrified African children who look like they've been dragooned there at gunpoint. Here's a tip, Gordon. If you are that portly, don't take your jacket off. If you have gigantic man boobs, best keep the jacket on. Last time I saw boobs that big, they had tassels on them. But he's going to go and educate the world. How about starting here? Here would be a good point. Education, education, education. You know, if every bus in the country has got kids in the back of it who are shouting, "Oh, you're so stupid," at each other, then you know that we have a little work to do here before you go and educate the poor tykes in Africa. It's just a suggestion from me at LBC 97.3. Available on DAB Digital Radio. Live.
London, LBC 97.3.